You know what? I gotta do something here. I was looking at my ticket list, and I got more tickets. I just need to get them. So, if you want to go to the Suns, this is Friday, February 2nd, 7 o'clock. We don't like to wait until the Saturday before, because we just, tickets don't arrive and this and that. So, we try and give them out 2 weeks in advance if people can plan properly. So, I'm going to give this out. Just call in. We'll do this one easy. 1-888-767-4348. That's 8 Rosie for you if you'd like to see the Suns take on the Jazz. February 2nd, 7 o'clock. Are we just going to, how are we going to classify this? Do they need to know something or?
Doesn't matter to me.
Pick a random caller number?
Yeah.
What number?
Your birthday.
Seventh? Yeah. Seventh caller.
Yeah.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE.
Your mom loves it.
Mom said, thanks a lot. But we did the last one on text, and we always get to some people, why don't text?
I think if I could read her lips, she said, you little something.
I just wanted you to feel like you had something to do.
I think that's what she said. Oh, all right. Let me start here. We've got Guy on the phone, and I'm gonna get to Guy. He has a stucco question. I'll get to it, but let me just talk through one of the topics in our newsletter that we try and cover every single 10 o'clock hour. It's in the newsletter. It's 3 1-day projects for your backyard, and the first one that I think everyone should have is a raised planter for your garden. And you've historically seen these done with lumber, with railroad ties, or you just ground plant your garden. I can't encourage you enough. If you're going to get a garden started, let's do it in a masonry raised planter. These masonry retaining walls are really pretty easy to install. You don't need to have any really special equipment. You've got to have a pretty strong back and a good pair of gloves. And you can get these pavers laid in to raise the area about 2 to 3 feet. Now, in a raised planter that I'm going to build, I'm going to put gopher-proof flooring in it.
Bury some pickle jars.
You could do that on each corner.
I'd do both.
You could bury the pickle jars on each corner for sure.
We mentioned last week you can't over-engineer your utilities and your infrastructure underground. You can't over-engineer gopher deterrence.
Yes. Once they find your garden.
Rabbit.
Once you find your
rats.
And so I'm going to, once you've elevated it, it makes it harder for rabbits to take advantage of it. So you're kind of eliminating that problem, but you're not eliminating the gopher. So I mark out the area and I gopher proof the ground. And I do that with layers of concrete reinforcement wire. And I put it tight enough so that they can't sneak through it. And I stake it to the ground. Then I lay my pavers down. Then I lay, not the pavers, but the retaining wall. Then I lay my wall in place. Of course, I've got my sprinkler line already run in there. And then I lay down my Geotech cloth that goes down, covers the whole floor area, and then comes up and covers all of the masonry. So it drapes over all the masonry. So it's just like one big giant blanket. Push it down there.
And the name of that is critical because water still wicks out. This isn't a plastic liner.
No plastic. Great point, Romy. It's actually a braided material that stops the weeds from coming in, and it stops your dirt that you're putting in the garden from easing and seeping out of the cracks of the masonry, because the masonry is put together dry. You don't need any mortar. It all dry stacks. So the Geotech cloth kind of holds it all in there. So it's going to stop any weeds from coming up from the bottom. You've got your gopher-proof barrier underneath that, and then you fill this planter area with proper garden-enhanced soil. And then you just come along with a knife and you trim the geotech to within about 3 inches above your dirt line, and you're done.
You could even tuck it under your last course.
You could even tuck it under your last course, exactly. So that is a great one-day project. And now you've got a unit and a couple tips. Don't make it over 4 foot wide, because you want to be able to reach to the middle of your planter. You don't want to have to crawl up the wall and stretch out to reach the back of it. You can, at 4 foot, you can pretty well reach the middle from either side. Make it as long as you want. Get your sprinkler line in there. And it is so much more of a controlled environment. You've eliminated the rabbits. You've eliminated the gophers. You've eliminated the weeds. Add your seeds. Add your water. And then you're probably going to have to build some kind of bird protection.
and it doesn't have to be rectangle. You can get very creative. And pavers do curve if you're designing it properly. The next one I build, I want to do it keyhole style. It's something I ran across a couple years ago. But picture a circle.
Got it. I can picture a circle.
The south side, the bottom, there's a line through it.
Okay.
Well, that's where you walk through. So now you're in the middle where the keyhole would go, the round point. So there's a little circle inside the circle. So now almost 360 around you is the garden. So you're standing in one place and you just move left to right. You don't do it 4 feet deep. You would only do it 2 feet deep so you can reach the far side. And, you know, it's a circular. So if you didn't have space for a rectangle or you wanted a little bit, just that different type of look, the keyhole one to me is very sharp. I like that.
And then in the center of that hole, you put a hole in the ground and you put an 8 foot tall umbrella up there. So when
there you go.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're in there working, you just raise the umbrella and you do your little cultivating and pick your little radishes and your carrots and your celery and your lettuce and then put the umbrella down. Hey, I think we're on to something.
Well, and if you do it tall enough, you wouldn't need to squat down.
That's right.
And you can add a layer to the outside, which would be a seating bench. So you would also have a place, you know, you could put cushions then on top of it.
And then I could watch you working in your garden. That's perfect.
You don't get to eat anything I pick, but you can watch.
Let's get to Guy, who's been so patient waiting on the line. Guy, good morning. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, sir. We met about 3 years ago behind a Connecticut water in Chandler off of Warner Road. It was August. You were sweating, loading a bunch of chairs. I recognized your voice. I stopped and said hi. You were talking to someone, and you said I should call into the radio show because to prove that you actually do work for a living. And we kind of laughed about it. I have a question for you. Reference my home if you got time.
So it took you that long, 3 years?
Well, it could have been even longer. I tried to get in a few times and was cut by. But this question. Yeah, you were working hard. I really felt bad enough for you, but not bad enough to get out and help you. Sorry.
I do remember meeting you. Yes.
Well, you were working hard. Hey, I have a home built in the 80s by Continental, and it's a block on three sides. The front is stuccoed, and on the back side is a 2x6 wood frame construction, and with the insulation factor, and the walls are. Basically, there is no insulation in those block walls. Would it be better to stucco the back side of that house, our house, and then have that extra insulation put in and maybe stucco those exterior block walls, too, while I'm at it, just so it all matches? What do you think?
So the block is exposed block?
Yes, on the east and west side, it's exposed. The front is all stuccoed.
Okay.
And the back is wood frame construction. In the early 80s.
Okay, I was going to ask what vintage it is. Early 80s, that block probably has some insulation in it, but it isn't as good as the foam-injected insulation that you can have done. So I the first thing I'd do is I'd have you call Dennis at Thermal Advantage and get a quote for filling all of that block with his foam. Start there. Then if are you going to try and stucco this yourself?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, okay.
I poured concrete for 30 years and my day's off, but anything that's vertical, forget it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
All right. And then that painted block can be stuccoed We would tell you, call Doug at Stucco Renovations, and he's going to power wash those walls and get them clean, and then he's going to paint a concrete bonder on the wall, and as that gets tacky, then he'll start spread and texturing to match. And then the back wall, the 2x6 wall, I would think it's probably pretty well insulated, would be my guess.
Yes, sir. I just thought about matching it all, and it's just not worth the cost of it. Just leave it like it is.
Well, you'll only know by getting Doug out there. I can tell you that the stucco on the masonry is something that we call spread and texture. It's done in one pass, and it's pretty darn affordable. You water cure that for 2 or 3 weeks, paint it, and you're good to go. But on the back, where he's going to have to lath it, he's probably going to take a look at the doors and the windows, and he's going to make a determination with you. Is it board and bat, or is it like T111?
It's all T111.
Okay, so it's all flat surface. They may take off the 1x2 window trims and the casing around the doors and stuff like that, and they'll just lath that T111, and then they'll apply 3 coats, a scratch, a brown, and a texture coat. He may talk to you even about putting more insulation there. He may want you to put the 1-inch dense, rigid foam board up there, and then he can spread and texture virtually the entire project in one pass. So that's Doug at Stucco Renovations. I'd have him come out and just have him take a look at it, get an estimate for it, and you get that foam insulation and that stucco, and you're going to have the outside of your house pretty well knocked out.
And the foam insulation company name again is
Thermal Advantage. And if you'll just go to rosieonthehouse.com and go to Certified Partners, click there. It's going to ask you for your zip code. It's going to ask you what category of work you're looking for. Just type in insulation, and Banker Insulation will come up. Thermal Advantage will come up. Banker's great for any of the bats and the attics. But that foam inside existing masonry is kind of a specialty, and that's where you'll need Thermal Advantage.
888-329-0289. We don't often spend a lot of time giving out phone numbers on air anymore. People don't remember them. Whatever, but that was the second time we gave out Thermal Advantage today.
Today, so I thought, just today.
Well, yeah. I better give out his phone number. 888-329-0289.